This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. We're into spring, out in the desert grassland near the banks of the Ojolote. Chilly mornings and warm days. On my pre-dawn drives across the Sulphur Springs Valley, I have the heater on in the morning, and later, headed home in the afternoon, I have the window open with my arm out, playing with the wind. The velvet ash trees up and down the Ojolote are flowering, dull flowers, really. but bees don't think so. And if you walk near a naked ash full of male flowers, it sounds as if it's plugged into a 220-volt socket. That marvelous rocky stream bed ran late winter. It had water in it. Is that cool? And it even trickled for weeks in a row. Some of the banks never dried out from monsoon flows, and yellow monkey flower has appeared out of nowhere. I suppose not really out of nowhere, but as roots or seed. And I've read that this particular species can be a perennial or an annual. The roots or seed have been sitting in soil and waiting. And it's been years. It has been years since I've seen the yellow monkey flower along the banks near our home. So that's a pretty patient plant, patient roots, patient seed. Once I spotted and recognized the lush leaves, I saw it everywhere along the creek, and I found some blooming as well. What a beautiful, beautiful yellow flower. I read a description, I think it was my friend Meg, said it's a snapdragon-like. Yeah, snapdragon-like. Actually in the same family as Pinstemon snapdragon, etc. But it has these beautiful red spots on a lower lobe, think petal, big fat petal or something, of that flower. Any red spots, dots, they are guides for pollinators, sort of like a neon sign that says, eat here, you know? Yellow monkey flower is Mimulus gutatus. Let me tell you about the specific epithet first. Gutatus, that refers to those red dots, those red spots on those pollinator guides. Mimulus is from Latin, from the word mimic, and some taxonomists, some botanists, actually it was Linnaeus, thought that the flower of the first genus he was describing, the genus, he thought it really was looked like a little monkey face. Okay. 140 species of Mimulus around the world. 13 species are found in Arizona, and gutatus is so common. You can find it in moist habitat from 500 feet to 9,500 feet in elevation all over Arizona, all over the West. And a plant nursery, by the way, is moist habitat. And I once made the mistake of growing some Mimulus gutatus in a greenhouse. Monkey flower, the weed. Anyway, let me see. I was seeing some Mexican poppies recently, and I saw some bladder pods. No big shows yet, but I'll surely shout about it when I see a slew of wildflowers. Maybe I should head to the Sonoran Desert for the big wildflower shows up there. The sandhill cranes that winter over in the Sulphur Springs Valley are departing. It's migration time. Thousands of cranes will ascend to thousands of feet and follow airstreams thousands of miles to the north, something they've done as a species for thousands of years. Can you say tens of thousands of years? Can you say hundreds of thousands of years? Fossil remains of a physically identical cranes are found in current Nebraska. We're 2 million years old, my friends. The majority of the sandhill cranes in the valley roost at the Whitewater Draw near downtown McNeil, Arizona. But there are a few thousand that hang out at Wilcox Playa. There's a power plant ponds near me, and even at the Wilcox Golf Course. Yes, Wilcox has a golf course. But I have to tell you, one day at my job, several hundred sandhill cranes left a cornfield not too far, and calling the whole time, you know, this brrr, 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 brrr. The ascensions and descensions are quite raucous, and when roosting, loafing, or eating, it's uncannily quiet. But anyway, one day during their this noisy ascension and soar about, I was able to get under them and lie on the earth and watch these V-shaped flocks fly over and under each other, colliding geometric patterns like a live Escher drawing. It was fantastic. All the while, calling, brrr, brrr, brrr. And it was this glorious few moments. Just so hard to explain. But that's the report, my friends, from the banks of the Ojolote, where monkey flowers are blooming. and sandhill cranes are leaving, and spring has truly sprung. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.